Mars Larson.
In America and in Washington State, we will not accept secret police, and we will not accept any institution that hinders our ability to solve crimes and make sure that we have public safety institutions whole and communities safe.
Yeah, that is a member of the Washington State Legislature speaking in favor of the bill that's been passed by the state of Washington banning all law enforcement from wearing masks, although we know this is aimed specifically at ICE agents, federal agents, enforcing American immigration law. Glad to be with you and glad to take your phone calls and emails. And I'll bet that Senator John Braun probably recognizes her voice. Senator Braun is the Senate Republican leader representing Washington's 20th legislative district. Senator Braun, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So this argument that's made that somehow it's secret police when ICE operates, is forced to operate effectively out on the streets of American cities, in this case, the cities in Washington State, those aren't secret police. And in fact, you and your colleagues have described why law enforcement feels the necessity to wear masks when they're enforcing those ICE regulations, don't they?
That's correct. You know, very clearly, this is the federal law enforcement. They're not secret police, and they have a responsibility to enforce federal laws. And just because the Democratic majority and the Democratic governor here in Washington don't agree with those laws don't mean they're not laws, and they need to be enforced. And instead of being serious about this situation and trying to do this in a reasonable, safe, fair way, the Democrats, frankly, have thrown up barrier after barrier to cooperation between state and local and federal law enforcement officers that would make this a much safer and much more predictable and reasonable effort by federal law enforcement officers.
Well, and Senator, if these agents don't conceal their identities, what do they run the risk of?
Yeah, so what we've seen in places like, you know, you've seen on the news, Minnesota, there's speculation about Washington, certainly other sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, is a huge increase. We're talking 2,000% increase in harassment of federal law enforcement officers and vehicular threats to federal law enforcement officers. These are serious issues, not to mention doxing of the law enforcement officers, of their families, potential threats to their families. These are things that We shouldn't tolerate this kind of activity relative to any law enforcement, whether it's federal or local or state. And yet the Democratic majority refuses to acknowledge this. There is a simple and straightforward way to avoid this problem. It's simply to allow federal law enforcement officers to effect retainers at local jails and state corrections facilities. That's the way to deal with this. That's why you're not seeing this in Texas or Arizona or other places in the country to have significant undocumented immigrants or illegal immigrants in their midst, and yet we aren't having these very destructive and I think in some cases clearly unsafe confrontations between rioters and federal law enforcement.
Well, Senator Braun, I've heard some of your Democrat colleagues actually suggest that if federal law enforcement gets harassed, if agents have their families and their children put at risk and harassed or threatened or doxed, that just goes with the territory. There are actually people on the other side of the aisle from you who are actually saying that just goes with the job. Too bad. If you don't like it, then get out of ICE.
Yeah, I heard, frankly, stunning that they would say that. That's not how our country works, not how our state works. We are a society of law and order. These are past laws. They're laws that have been on the books for a long, long time. These are folks doing their sworn duty. They take an oath to enforce federal law. And the idea that my colleagues on the other side of the aisle think that it's okay that they as a result, suffer harassment or their family suffers harassment, that's just wrongheaded is the nicest way I can say it. The more candid way wouldn't be appropriate for radio. But this is insane. There is a way. If you don't like the law, I'm sure they can dislike a law. There's laws I don't like, right? But the way you do it is you show up in Olympia or you show up in Washington D.C. And you try to change the law. You don't change the law through riots and protests and harassment, particularly of the families of law enforcement. That should be unacceptable.
You know, John, you and I are both pro-life. Right. And I remember 30 years ago, there were people who'd call my show and say, listen, let's find these doctors that do these abortions. Let's take their pictures. And this is before the modern internet. And let's tell everybody where they live. And I said, absolutely, positively not. And they said, well, then you're pro-abortion. I said, no, I'm anti-abortion, but you don't take the fight to the doctor's house. You don't take it to his family, and you certainly don't take it to his children. And I'm glad I took that stance at the time, even on an issue in which I agreed with the people calling. I just disagreed with the tactic. Can you imagine what the liberals would say if conservatives, this is not the style of conservatives in America, if we showed up outside of Planned Parenthood or showed up outside of abortion clinics and began snapping pictures of people and say, here's Susie Jones, who appears to be going in to get an abortion. And then we're going to publicize the fact that Susie Jones lives at such and such, you know, street or avenue in Portland or Seattle. The left would come absolutely unglued, say, how dare you do that? And yet they seem to think it's perfectly okay to aim this at ICE agents and CBP.
Yeah, they would absolutely demonize anybody that did that for in that situation. There's no question about it. In fact, you know, we have a bill virtually every year. We have one right now that restricts access to some personal information on public employees who face a lot less threat than these law enforcement officers that they want to essentially unmask so they can be exposed to more harassment. So they're really playing from both sides of the deck, trying to, you know, create additional barriers for their people while opening up people they disagree with or fundamentally people who are enforcing law they disagree with to harassment and that type of thing. It's wrong-headed.
Senator Braun, is Senate Bill 5855, the no-mask ban, is that thing going to pass both houses? It's passed the Senate, but is it passed both houses and get signed by Ferguson?
Well, I mean, they're certainly pushing it for a fast track. They're trying to make it a messaging bill. I mean, the reality is the bill itself is ineffectual. There's no way it can be enforced on federal law enforcement. And even if you actually read into the bill, you can't wear the mask they're currently wearing, but you can put on a N95 mask. That's okay. So the whole bill is a charade, and I'd say likely because they, you know, have sympathetic ear, you know, folks in the media, and they're going to pass it and try and use it as a statement for their beliefs in opposition to federal law. But the reality is it will have no material impact. It's an unserious response to a very complicated and serious situation.
Absolutely. That is Senator John Braun. He is the Senate Republican leader in Olympia, representing Washington's 20th legislative district. And by the way, the LAPD has already announced in California they are not going to enforce California's new ban on federal agents wearing masks. They've simply said, we're not going to do that. Can you imagine if your local police agency said, our local police will go out, we will demask federal agents? And can you imagine, if you think there's conflict going on the streets now, can you imagine one law enforcement agency trying to unmask the other law enforcement agency and the kind of bad will that's going to engender on both sides? You're listening to The Lars Larson Show.